We wanted to take a closer look at just how extreme temperatures and the humidity affect our bodies. It's almost immediate how our bodies try to fight back and keep cool. And so ABC's Dr. Richard Besser actually put this to the test for us. And he's here this morning. Hey, Rich.
Hey, David. You know, the biggest rule in extreme heat is to keep drinking water. We all know that. You're losing so much of it at temperatures like this. But it's something you don't always think about. But when you actually see how much water you can lose, as we did yesterday, it's alarming.
We went to Crunch Gym to show you the effects of heat and humidity on your body by sitting in a steam room. My weight before the steam, 197.6 pounds. I also take my pulse, 72 beats per minute.
I'm going into the steam room with this device. It's going to tell me both the temperature and the humidity. When you put those numbers together, it gives you the heat index. That tells you how dangerous it is outside, how much water your body's going to lose during the heat wave.
The steam's so intense, our camera won't even work inside. And it only takes a few minutes to have an effect on my body.
My pulse is now 128. That's one of the first things to go up when you get too hot.
In extreme heat, your heart starts pumping faster to try to dump heat and sweat into the air. My pulse up, 56 beats. Of course, this room is deliberately intense, with a heat index of over 170. And you stay in just 20 minutes. That may seem high, but in Minnesota, they recorded heat indexes over 130. After 20 minutes, we do another weigh-in. This time, I'm 196.2 pounds.
Almost a pound and a half of water in 20 minutes just sitting.
Take Chicago, where the heat index was 112. ABC's Matt Gutman tested some runners, measuring their pulses and weight.
62.
Before they set off on a two-mile run.
Good luck.
When they finished, Matt found both runners lost about a pound of water each, and their heart rates more than doubled.
My body feels like it's on fire.
And Rich's back is really something to see just how much water you lost and how quickly, always important to point out. But I wanted to ask you about two of the things that you were telling me are less obvious when you actually stop sweating in this kind of heat.
You know, that's right. You know, what your body's doing when it's sweating is releasing heat into the air. And that's so important to regulating your body. But when you stop sweating, that's saying you've lost so much that your body's trying to maintain its blood pressure and it's pulling back. And your body can overheat in just minutes doing that to a deadly level.
It's so important that we all keep our eyes on our neighbors and people who are most vulnerable in this heat. And you were saying when someone looks pale, most of us look red when we're in this kind of
that's
heat,
right.
But when you look pale, that's a warning sign.
That's
too.
Right. It's the same thing. Your body, instead of sending blood to your skin to release heat, it's clamping down to maintain the blood pressure, and that person needs treatment right away.
All right. Rich Besser, thanks so much.
Robert. As you said over and over, plenty of water. Plenty of
drink,
water.
Drink.
All right, Rich.